Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Kirk Carr, For Every Mountain.
I've got so much to
oh.
invested worshiper, Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountains. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Whew, thank you. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was the Kirk Carr Singers, For Every Mountain. I give thanks for every mountain we've been seen through. We give thanks. We just give thanks. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And yes, on this line, even though it's known as many, 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 many names, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Come together, family, in this one mind and center our thoughts right now, and let's center our mind on breath, because there's power in the breath. And so today, fam, let's be intentional about breathing, because sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe, fam. I want you to take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, breathe deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe into the heart, and then release the breath. And together, family, and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release each breath. Just say, thank you, God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family, just breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that is. I just want you to just be grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Your Holy Spirit, just be grateful. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, as I come this day to speak your word, God, I ask you to bless and anoint my thoughts. As every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from my beloved I Am presence, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint my thoughts, God. Let every word that is uttered from my mouth be your words in this prayer right now, God. Allow me to come empty, Holy Spirit, so that I can be filled to the overflow of your presence as me. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to cleanse my heart and renew the right spirit as I come in these words today, God. I ask you, Mother, Father, God, as we rise today in total dependence upon you, decreeing and declaring all that is ours today, God. Decreeing and decreeing and declaring this is our time. Asking you to bless this day, God. Asking you to bless every project, every purpose over our lives today. God, I'm asking you to even bless everything we touch, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our original plans and purpose of our life, God. As we arise to take our rightful place in this world, God. As we are always shielded against anything other than your goodness, God. Oh, as we come forth pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential, we speak that it is filled with wonderful surprises on this day, God, with supernatural breakthroughs and miracles, God, knowing that the best of today is all that shall come forth today, that every day shall be sweeter and sweeter as the day before. We decree and declare the moment is that our defining moment. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, calling forth every miracle in our life, God, calling forth every supernatural explosive blessing, Holy Spirit, asking for supernatural explosive favor, God. Oh, God, as we expect you to grant us with strategies for prosperous and successful living, God, as we declare that we forever live under an open heaven, that we begin a prosperous, financially free, God, day, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, when we was formed and created in our mother's womb, we knew that you had plans of success. We decree that we are empowered to accomplish that we which we was born to do, God. That we will become all that we were born to be, God. Oh, that our mission is clear. Our vision is unobstructed. Our intentions are pure and our motivation is solid. That our relationships are healthy. Thank you, God, for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory. That we will make our mark. That we would leave a legacy for the next generation, that we would live in a prosperous, healthy environment, that you will prosper the work of our hands. Yes, God, that you will prosper the works of our hands, that everything we touch turn to not just prophetic gold, but prophetic platinum gold, Holy Spirit, that our life will forever reflect the shimmer of your glory and the shimmer of your divinity, that our life, our family, and friends will be blessed with all good things, that joy, peace, prosperity, and success are as abundant as the stars of night, that our friendships, our favor, our influence, our influence, our happiness, support, beauty, and purpose and direction along with abundant living are our constant companion, God, and that we unconditionally love, celebrated, revealed, and appreciated and honored beyond measure in all our human comprehension, that you will grant us true, lasting, mutually beneficial relationships, friendships, associations, alliances, and networks, and partnerships and support. This is the year of innovation for each and every one of us. Our creations, our inventions, our products, our goods and services will be in high demand globally, God. Oh, yes, we will be in global demand. I pray that we will be firmly placed at a comparable advantage and give a competitive edge, that we will distinguish ourselves among the greats, among the influence, among the powerful, that our name, our good name will precede us, that our goals are achievable beyond measure. Grant us the wisdom for successful negotiation skills, and all that is owed to us, may it be released to us now. Come on, Holy Spirit, release it in the mighty consciousness of love right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that our blessings, like the stars, are too numerous to count. Health and wealth will walk hand in hand. Our victories are as abundant as the grains of sand. Come on, Holy Spirit. And we will know no lack and no struggle. They will be distant memories of our past, God. Our enemies will be subdued. We will be fruitful in all our endeavors. Grant us multiple streams of income this morning, God, and let us navigate these streams with an anointing that gives us business savvy, God. Let economic and financial times turn into our favor this morning. Let us be an angel of light and truth in the world, God. Let us be the change that you want us to see in us, God, and let no one we meet, let no one we meet and not be positively impacted by our presence, and let the gifts that you have given us begin to flourish, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I recognize that you have created us as a free moral agent, and I realize that our destiny is determined by our decision, God, and that we are not an incident nor an accident. This is the beginning of the best of our days. There's no such thing as a coincidence, so therefore we use the freedom that you have given us, the freedom to choose, knowing that there is a direct correlation between the decisions we make today and our reality that we will experience tomorrow. Therefore, we choose love, God, recognizing that love is the only choice, God, and we will let no occasion, no action of others instigate, precipitate, or justify bitterness, hatred, resentment, or any other actions other than love. We choose love because we choose you. You are love. We are love. We choose love because love is what it all there is, God. We choose to love ourselves unconditionally. And from this place of love, we shall love others and all that show up in our lives. And today, God, we refuse to see people as anything less than your loving beings, God, created by you. We choose to move beyond the hurts and the disappointments of our past and give ourselves permission to lovingly embrace all that we are and all that you have placed inside of us. We choose love today, God. We choose joy today, God. For the love and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We choose to put our best feet forward today. As we leave the past behind, we choose to squeeze every second out of clenching, knowing that our new assignment or our task or obligation is our responsibility, and we face them today with joy, knowing that the I Am have sent us. We face them with courage, knowing that they are our opportunities divinely given to us to maximize our potential. We invite you to be the God of every circumstance, God. We invite you into every circumstance of our life, as well as the outcome of every decision or situation. Holy Spirit, we come and choose you today, God. You are the God of all things, and with you all things are possible. We choose peace, God, peace that surpasses all understanding. We refuse to live a life of unforgiveness, God. So we live in the realm of forgiveness, God. We forgive so that we may live a free life, God, free of all that has bound us in the past, God. We give up what we thought things should be and know that everything is divine. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, we shall meditate on those things today, God. Oh, as we keep our hearts and minds upon the consciousness of Christ, come, Holy Spirit. And when we find ourselves in a place that is not of our understanding. We're reminded to think on those things that are good today, God. We shall be not anxious for anything, but we will patiently understand that all things come in divine time. Today, God, we come knowing the answers, the breakthroughs, the opportunities. This is our time for divine intervention. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let those precious moments and opportunities prepare us for our future, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as we choose you today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, as we forgive all those who have us, and we forgive those who trespass against us, we will forgive our trespasses as well, God. We recognize that all our blessings and our opportunities and success and prosperity comes from you in your word. You said, come, Holy Spirit, that it is you that gives the power to give wealth, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our hands with wealth, God. Bless our life with wealth, God. Oh, recognizing that we are a spiritual being living in a spiritual temple that you have so honored us with, God. Oh, Father, we refuse to let anything happen to this body but to bless it, God. Bless every part of our body. We bless every atom, every cell, and ask it to return to its highest vibratory expression of you. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless every cell, God. Renew the cells in our body, God. We ask you to release in our cells right now, God. We ask you to release any cell in our cells, any information, any data, any pattern, any belief system that is causing anything but the truth that we are an abundant gift to this planet, God. I'm asking you to release it in our bodies right now, God. I'm asking you to release the memories in our bodies, in our cells, in the atoms, in the molecules, any living system, God. We ask it to return to the expression of our highest vibratory energetic expression. We thank you, God, because we choose in this day to live more abundantly. We choose to live by the fruit of the Spirit today, God. We choose to live life abundance. We choose success today, God. We choose your strategies for success today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, as we awaken to another day, God, taking our life out of neutral to live the life of our dreams, God, to live the life on purpose according to your will, knowing that it is already done, Holy Spirit. We give thanks, God, for all that is new in our life, God. We thank you for all that is already in our life. We give thanks for new homes, new cars, new books, new inventions. We give thanks, God, for money in our bank accounts beyond our measure, God. We give thanks to live a life on purpose. And so it is this morning. Lead us, guide us into that place of blessing, knowing that we are all that God is. And all that God is, we are. And so today, we lift up our heart. We lift up our mind in total gratitude, saying, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning to Father Sky, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. We give thanks as we honor the universe. Giving thanks for the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angels, inviting the angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, spirit guides and master guides. We invite and invoke the presence of our unseen forces into this place called the Love Journey. We stop each morning and we honor the ancestors, inviting and invoking the presence of the ancestors this morning. Good morning, ancestors. As we speak the names, good morning, Mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mama Colette and many others. Good morning to our unknown ancestors, as we honor the presence of those who walk the planet before us, as we stand on the shoulders of many of those ancestors, we give thanks and we honor their presence as we pour our libation into the earth. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, my millionaires and billionaires, and to all my beautiful sisters, I honor you this morning, and my amazing brothers, I honor you this morning. Thanking you for the opportunity to be here this morning, giving thanks for all that is. And we're going to get started this morning. You know, I got to start with a song, and we're going to talk about, I got so many people call me yesterday about the opportunity to write to our subconscious mind. We're going to go back through that a little bit because I know I did go through a little fast, and everybody was like, you know, who called or text or email said, can we just kind of gloss back over it today? And so I am willing to go back over that, and we're going to talk about a couple of things today so we can really understand what I was giving us a one tool, because, you know, there's many tools. And I give you different tools, and you work with the tools that best fit you, because in this journey, there's no one fit all. What I love about the Creator and how the universe do what it do, it just, it operates in our own love language. I always tell people God has his own love language. She has her own love language for us. We get to allow the presence to work through us in a way that is our own love language. You know, like God speaks to me sometimes through music. So music is my love language with the universe. That's our dance together. Or I might walk in a bookstore and a book will fall off a shelf. And God is saying, that's a book to read. One time, literally, I ordered a book, some books from Amazon one time. And every book I ordered came, but then some books came that I didn't order, and seven of them came. And it was called Hello from Heaven. So I sent six of the books back and kept one. And I never read it. I kept it on my bookshelf. But somehow it kept falling off my bookshelf. I look up, it'd be under the bed. It'd be on the dining room table. It'd be on the... I'm like, what? Every time I'm cleaning up, why is this book? And then one day, I was cleaning up under the bed, and it was under there again after several times of finding it. I said, oh, God wants me to read the book. And so I read that book. And it was called Hello from Heaven. It was one of the most interesting books that I ever read about our family and members, our ancestors who moved to the other side, and how they come back to support us. And one of my favorite stories, it was several favorite stories in that. It was a conglomerate of different stories of people who had seen or had a message from somebody who had just passed away. One girl was sitting in the middle of her living room crying because she didn't have money to feed her children. She just had lost her job, and she didn't have nowhere to pay her mortgage or pay the bills. Her granddaddy came to her and told her to go upstairs in the closet and open up a little door down underneath inside the closet because she had inherited this house. And when she opened it up, there was a box of money in there, enough to sustain her past what she had. It was a story of a girl in college. And she was in New York in college, and her granddaddy kept telling her to get up and lock the window, get up and lock the window. And her granddaddy had passed away. And she kept seeing her granddaddy telling her to go lock the window. So she finally got up and went and locked the window and went back to sleep. The next morning she woke up and she found that several of her friends had been broken into and sexually assaulted by a man who came in through the windows, but her window was locked, so he couldn't get into her window. I tell you, God is amazing. God is so amazing, and I just love when we pay attention to the tools, when we begin to use the tools, when we begin to hear and see and listen. Can you imagine how different our life would be when we truly honor the beauty and the presence of all that God is in our life? All right, so we're going to get ready. I'm going to go back over a few things, but, you know, it's always good when we play something. Who should I play? You know, I'm going to do Mesa. Mesa's from the East Coast. We have a big East Coast following. I'm going to keep your head to the sky, and then we're going to get right into what I'm what we were talking about yesterday. Ooh, and then we're going to get into that purpose, baby. Yes, yes, you've tuned in to the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Janine. Good morning, family. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Keep your head to the sky. This is amazing.
To the sky.
good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Mesa. Keep your head to the sky. All right, we're going to get back on this subconscious mind process. They wanted me to go back over a few things with that, and so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to go right into our day's topic. So today, I'm going to go back over Bob Proctor and what he said. He said the subconscious mind is giving you the direction to your goal. Many of the actions will require you to do things you are not in the habit of doing, and old habits die hard. See, the old habits will fight you back. You will be tested many times every day. That was a quote from Bob Proctor. Let's make sure we reach our own destinations and have fun on the journey. We have established that it's our beliefs that create our relationship with money. It's our beliefs that create our relationships with anything. Oftentimes we wonder why we're not meeting our divine love mate, or why we're stuck in a relationship, or why we're stuck in places. It's because of our belief system that create our relationship to everything. See, everything is a relationship, but everything starts with the relationship with self. So let's think about that. If everything that is happening in my world is a reflection of my inner world, because remember, everything starts within before it comes out. Below, then above. Within, then without. And we live the story that we tell ourselves, even if it's unconscious, even if we're not recognizing the story that we are telling ourselves. I told you when one of the exercises I asked us to take a little notebook and keep it in every time we said something negative about ourselves to check mark it. And I remember doing the exercise with you all, and I remember thinking, oh, I'm like a really positive person, right? Until I did the exercise, I realized that I said a lot of negative things about myself. I did not even, homogenous thing that it just became a habit that I didn't even recognize it anymore. I didn't recognize that, you know, many times I would go past the mirror and if it was my moon time and I was a little bloated, I would say, oh, you know, all the stuff that we say when we say or whatever. If it wasn't a good day that I thought, or whatever, I would just be saying stuff like, I could not believe that I was saying those things about myself because it was such a habit that I didn't even recognize it. And so you become, those things become a habit, and those things become what you live. Oh, well, I'm to this. Well, guess what? You live a story of to this. Or I'm not this enough, and you live a story of that. And it all comes from that place deep down inside where we are where we feel unworthy. And so this exercise of speaking to our subconscious mind that I gave us yesterday is really powerful to release us from those limited beliefs, to shift the consciousness. And consciousness is what? Another word for awareness. So that we can be aware that we truly are abundant, truly are gifts from God, truly are all that we came to the planet to be, and we get to choose our life. And if you don't like what you created, or what you have already created, we get to change that. And sometimes it may not appear as fast as we want, because remember, when we plant a seed, we may not see the leaf or the flower or the growth of it for a minute, but we got to keep watering it and keep nurturing it and keep loving it. I want you to think about this. Powerful, vibratory, energetic force in the universe is, and everybody should know what that is who's been on this love journey a long time. It's love. Just think if we could just simply stop and continue. Now, some of you are new and you don't know what the love soak is. The love soak is a process that I've created that was downloaded into my heart for us to do. I think it's the most powerful work we can do on the planet. Because when we embody the energy of love, when we have filled ourselves with such space of love that we can attract in nothing but love, because let me remind you, people don't understand love. So we think love is weak. Oh, love is this. But love is the most powerful force in the universe. And it needs no protection, because only thing that can step in love's energy is love. Anything other than love, it will be disintegrated and moved out the way. Love is so powerful that you cannot stand in love's energy if you're not standing, if you're not love. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I want to remind you to love. Soak yourself in love. Remind yourself that you are loved. Honor your divine presence. And as you fill your presence with love, you will remove some of the limiting thoughts and beliefs. And when you feel or say or do anything that is dishonoring to the presence of you, stop and say, oh, that wasn't as honoring as it should be. And you didn't deserve that. Janine, you didn't deserve that. So I'm going to ask your forgiveness. And I'm going to tell you that I really, truly love you, Janine, because you are the gift to the planet, because you are all that God is. And only thing that God can create, only thing that the Creator could create is a facet of this self. So if I am God, if I am God is walking this planet, there's nothing but good shall come from me. And so that's the kind of things that I want you to say to yourself when you find yourself saying things to you that's not honoring. Because remember, your cells have memory. And guess what? Your cells will tell on you. See, people are in tune with your energy. You can say, oh, I'm this and that, but your energy will tell you, tell people who you are. Your cells will vibrate who you are. Your everything that is not of who you want it to be will show up. So I want you to think about the subconscious mind, the presence of you as if it was a computer containing files of programmed beliefs that's been acquired from your early childhood and as from your childhood on. Some programs continue to work well if updated from time to time on a computer, right? But others attract viruses and need to be removed and replaced by updated programs, right? And these programs are initially installed to offer protection. But unlike a computer, however, you are not normally offered automatic updates. Therefore, these old programs are still running, even though they are not relevant to your current circumstances. Let me say this again. Unlike a computer, you're not normally offered an automatic update. Therefore, these old programs are still running, even though they are not relevant to your current circumstances and will hinder an overall performance. So what am I saying? Each day I want you to do an automatic update. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, the subconscious mind, whatever device, form, whatever you want to do and call it, to download into your spirit, into every cell in your body, in every living system in your being. Fusion of a powerful update to return to its highest vibration in our body, that we may return to the highest vibratory energy, that every cell will return, every muscle fiber, every organ will return to its original divine purpose. We got to download each day an automatic update into our system, into our being. Because most of our decisions, actions, emotions, and behavior depend our belief system. We make decisions based on our belief systems, whether it's a good belief system or whether it's an outdated belief system. And then it becomes second nature, just like driving. Remember when it was like when you first learned how to drive? You had to think of everything at a conscious level. And now you can eat, put your makeup on, you can turn three flips, make a phone call, and drive without thinking about it. I've been million miles away in my mind, and before I knew it, I was home. I was like, well, how did I get home? Don't remember how, if I turned left to my signal or nothing, but I'm sure I did it because it's an automatic response without thinking. And that's what happens when we download information into the subconscious mind. So let's think about the subconscious mind from a lot of different places. We can think of the subconscious mind as, we can call it God, We can call it subconscious mind. We can call it our still small voice, or whatever we want to call it. And think about the place that urges us to this information. So I want you to think of this subconscious mind today as your best friend. And the reason why I want you to think of it as your best friend, because I want you to use the ability and the power that you've been given within yourself. And when you think of a best friend, the reason why I chose a best friend is because when we're with our best friend, what happens? We get to have great conversation. We get to laugh. Our heart expands. We feel love. We feel safe. We feel protected. We feel just all the great things that happens, right? And so I want you to feel that the universe is loving you. And so the exercise that I gave you yesterday is a powerful exercise, because there's power within us. This body, the ingenuity of our body is so powerful. And we don't even touch the surface of the tools that we've been given to really be to navigate this life. I just love to stop. You know, everybody on this call that knows me personally or calls me know or have been on this call know that a lot of people call me a nerd. You know, like, I sit and watch. Like, last night I rewatched the Power of Water, the Secrets of Water. And, I watch the Pineal Gland or scientific TV or different things just to see God's glory. You know, like, I didn't even understand why God had these thunderstorms and how powerful thunderstorms are to the earth, because they put back into the earth these ions, negative ions, to balance out the energy, because we live in this battery, this big battery of magnetic energy. And so, and how powerful earthing is. I don't know if you know what earthing is. It's when you take your shoes off and plant your feet on solid ground, you know, grass and soil, and how the negative ions heal our body. They say one of the most dangerous things that ever happened to the universe is shoes, because we no longer have the connection to the earthing the way we used to create healing in our body and bring our body, restore our body back into its natural balance. And I was thinking, wow. And then it began to talk about how powerful what happens if one tree, so you look at a block and you see a block of trees, and if one tree starts to get sick, all the trees send energy into that one tree to heal the tree. If we didn't get in the way, do you know trees would not die? Because the other trees on the block would send loving energy to the tree and re-heal the tree. I'm like, wow, this is just, I could go on and on. I know I'm going off the subject. But the reason why I'm saying all that is because there's power within us. The power to ask empowering questions. The power to ask the right questions. A lot of time when we go in to the still small voice, to that presence, to the subconscious mind, to whatever we call that inner space, we are asking questions that keep us at a human consciousness, like, why is this happening to me? So whatever level we come to the spirit, that's the level the spirit honors us. But what if the storm was happening and you can say thank you for this divine storm? And thank you for the opportunity to prove that I am stronger than the storm. But what is it that the divine, if you're in a storm right now, say you're in some kind of situation, what is it that the divine is expressing through you right now? And what if you knew that the storm was only here to create a better you? And so as you think about speaking to your best friend is this place within yourself, the place within you that, and I want you to first thank your best friend. Thank your subconscious for all this help. Thank the still small voice, the presence of God in you, as you, the goddess space, the space inside of you that has all the answers to life's most interesting question. Thank you. Thank you, subconscious mind. Thank you, still small voice, the presence of me that is me, the presence that is always there. Thank you. thank you for all the help you have given me in the past. And I also want to apologize for neglecting you over the years, for taking my best friend for granted. Thank you for everything that you have done for me. And I simply apologize if I neglected you over the years. But I come before you right now, asking for your help, asking you to show me and lead me and guide me. And then I want you to be still and just acknowledge it. Feel that presence inside you, that subconscious presence, that still small presence that in you. I want you to be still and just acknowledge it and breathe into it as you say it and send loving energy into that space, loving that space that is you, as you. And I want you to just love it. Just love it. And when you acknowledge it and when you feel the presence of you acknowledge you back. Now, let's think about some ways it may acknowledge you back. Being a life coach, a transformational life coach, one of my clients said when we went through the process together, which I do it when I'm one-on-one a little bit deeper, she felt this rapid eye movement. Some people felt a slight pressure in the solar plexus or twitching in their fingers, but some people felt like goosebumps. But you would know, some people just felt it, not really physically, but they had this knowing that the presence had acknowledged. And that acknowledgement means that the subconscious is ready to help. And you can ask it for simple things just to test it. I remember when I told you the story when I misplaced my keys. And I just stopped and I said, show me where my keys are. And I sat still with myself. And I remember going, let me just tell you this. This was a really powerful one. My husband and I had went to St. Lucia. And for the life of me, I could not figure out what I had did. I had did the exchange with our money so that we would have St. Lucian money or whatever the money was at that time. I don't remember what it was. And I could not find our money. I was like, I could not understand why it was not in my wallet. And so for a couple of days, we were without any money. And we were in this building. My husband was like, I can't believe you lost the money. I can't either. So I went to bed and I was asking myself, where is the money? I called forth the angels, my subconscious mind, my presence of God, Goddess inside me. And I said, all the forces in the universe, I need you to show me what I did with the money. So I went to sleep, but I could see in my mind's eye. I was asleep, but I was consciously woke asleep. I don't even know if you understand what that means. And I could see this spirit moving through the room, going into the closet and into a pocket the next morning. It was so clear. I got up and the money was in my coat pocket from where I exchanged the money. I'm telling you, I want to tell you these stories because I want you to understand how powerful the universe has given us tools. And I was asked to go back over this and not to go so fast because they really wanted to dive deep into this. So the reason why I wanted to dive deep, because so many of us feel stuck. So many of us want to know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And sometimes when we ask, we may not immediately get a response. Sometimes you ask and nothing happens. And then a few days later, you get an answer. So sometimes don't expect a direct answer straight away, but trust in the divine unfoldment that the answers will come. Trust. There's no hard and fast rule how fast or how slow, but sometimes the answers come right away. And sometimes I remember I said, to God, I'm going to need me a confirmation. I just need to know that blah, 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 blah. So one day, 2 days later, I was driving down the street, and the answer came in a song. I was not paying attention. I was just driving my mind. But the Spirit uplifted the words in the song so that I could hear the answer to the question that I had been asking. And so we call this place inside of us many things. Some people call it my gut. Some people call it intuition, subconscious mind, the still small voice, whatever we name it or call it. I want you to call it or make it your best friend. And the reason, because I want you to have a loving experience and loving relationship with the inner presence. I want you to begin to have an inner relationship with your inner presence, a loving relationship to the point where you can sit and say to yourself, I need an answer, and that answer will come. Because your best friend is willing and waiting to support and help you right now. So what if there's some belief systems inside that you want to change? So once we've set with ourselves and reestablished a relationship with this powerful inner presence, we can start to work on belief changing. I want you to really do this exercise tonight, do it now, whenever you have some time, because it's a powerful exercise. And the first thing we do, you know, I'm just going back over, we thank our subconscious mind or thank that still small voice or that inner presence for holding on to the beliefs that you want to change and for the protections the beliefs have provided in the past. Thank you, best friend, because I know that you had my best interest at heart. Thank you for holding on to the beliefs that no longer are serving me now. Thank you for those beliefs that were important at one time, but for my protections, and the beliefs that have provided service in the past, but I no longer need those belief systems. And then you begin to think that this is no longer relevant, and I want to replace that belief system with a new belief system. Thank you. And I know that you're willing to support and help me through this process. And then you outline that new belief of what it is you want to believe. So say that we come to an understanding that your money relationship was theme in your household was that you were not enough. Like in my household, many stories and many things that happened when it came to money, it always felt like there was never enough. And so somehow in the different things that happened in my early childhood, I translated the story that I wasn't enough. And so today, Holy Spirit, still small voice, my best friend, my lover, my inner lover, I want you to know I want your support. I need your support to remind me that I am more than enough just the way I am right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, subconscious mind. However you name this wonderful presence inside of you, and remind you that you are more than enough just the way you are. Or maybe your subconscious belief was that you had to work hard for the money. Work hard for the money. And I no longer need, want, or desire that consciousness or belief system, consciously or unconsciously. So today, lover, my inner lover, my best friend, my still small voice, my subconscious mind, I desire you to assist me into releasing that belief system that I had to work hard, because no longer is that serving a higher purpose in my life. When I know that I was built to magnetize and attract money to come easily and effortlessly into my being. I ask you to release it right now in me, my inner lover, to love me through this process, to remind me that I am a conscious being, and money is energy, and that money can flow right into my space expectedly and unexpectedly, easily and effortlessly. Money comes to me easy and effortlessly. All I do is ask, and I shall receive. Easy, elegance, and grace. You know, I'm just making up stuff, so just kind of gives you an example of how I want you to. And then remember to outline that new belief. And then during the day as you're walking through and you remember, repeat the belief, new belief system to yourself at least 10 times. On a regular basis, at least 3 times a day, repeat your new belief system to your inner lover. And if you repeat these steps every day for 21 days, this will be sufficient enough to create you a new belief, to further imprint your new belief. Write it down, post it around your home, act as a constant reminder. Now, me, I have it posted around my home, but I also record it, my new belief. And then I play it back to myself in the morning, last thing at night as I drift to sleep. Sometimes when I'm driving in the car, I put it on. And we have to start having regular contact with our best friend, because our best friend, our inner lover, can help us in so many ways. See, I want to show you that you don't have to keep thinking over and over again and keep playing those problems endlessly in your conscious mind. You can pass the problem on to that inner lover, that inner subconscious mind, that still small voice, that presence of you that's waiting to come up with a solution with you, because everything that is ever going to happen to you, that's already a solution built inside you. Let me just tell you, you were so divinely designed that anything and everything that ever will come up against you is only there to show you the solution is in you. See, you was built for this. I love this quote I saw on Facebook. I love it, and I posted it. And it's a big lion, and it says, "The devil says you can't withstand the storm." And the lion looks at the devil and says, "Huh, I am the storm. I am the storm." Can you imagine something so amazingly overwhelming come up against you, and you look it in its eye, and it's trying to overtake you, and you say, "Oh, I am the storm." When that storm tried to rise, do you know that storm will be subdued just by your power? Oof, can you imagine? So today I want you to create that positive, wonderful, amazing relationship with your inner lover. That inner love. It's so powerful. It's one of, and this is, you know, I always give you different tools. I hope you wrote this in your journal. You can come back and listen to this call. Some of you all went back and listened to the call yesterday because I, you know, I have a tool that shows me how many people listen, how many people come back to listen to the call, and how many new listeners came to the call. And I tell you, this is something that you want to add to your arsenal. This is something you want to add to your toolbox. And I tell you, it's powerful. When you begin to shift the energy of your consciousness, because you were born to win. You see, what's so powerful about this universe, you can't lose. You can't lose because you were born to win. I love Reverend Ike. He said, I can't lose with the stuff I use because I use my spiritual tools. You can't lose. People say, "Janine, do you have a crystal ball? Janine, how do you know? Janine, you know, blah, blah, blah." I remember sitting in a, you know, because in the corporate, when I was in corporate, I moved up so fast in executive director for Chicago Housing Authority. And one day we had all these 2 bedrooms that needed to be filled. And because we were dealing with the projects or the developments, at the time, most of the people had plenty of children, so no two bedrooms were really getting filled. We had seniors in our one bedrooms, and we had 3s, 4s, and 5s that were being filled, but we couldn't get those two bedrooms filled. And so the CEO came to me and said, Janine, do you think that we can get these two bedrooms filled? We need to get them filled by a certain time. And I know that you have a strange ability to make things happen. I said, okay, yeah, we'll make it happen. So I sat in my office, and I went within myself. I said, Holy Spirit, divine subconscious mind, the presence of me that knows all things, my inner lover, I need you right now to show me how to, you know, so I'm sitting and I'm meditating, and it comes to me. And so they gave me 60 days to fill those units, and guess what? I filled those days in, all those units in 45 days, not because of my, this because of my ego, but I went inside and asked for direction. And I was able, with my team, to be able to get those units filled. And they thought there was something special that I had, or I had the minor center or something special when I was in the finance, financing people who couldn't, who would come in there with two repos or bankruptcies and all that stuff. They was like, well, Janine, how did you get all these people financed when I was a finance manager for Mercedes and Pontiac and different other companies? I was one of the first black women in the finance industry at the time. And they was like thinking that I had something special, but they didn't know I used my spiritual tools. I went in and asked God to show me, you know, because most of the time when people look at credit, they look at how they can't get you done. Well, I would look at the credit and look at what's good at it and how can we highlight the good points. And so when somebody credit would come in and they had two repos or a bankruptcy or whatever, I would highlight the good things on their credit. And then I would have a negotiation with the person at the bank. And then I would work with the bank to get these people done. But, and done mean get them financed or, you know, I'm, sometimes you forget when you're in out of the office, you use the jargon that to it. So to get somebody done means to get them in a car or get them in a house or whatever, to get the financing complete. But I would just use my inner spirit. I would just go in and meditate. You know, I would just sit still and ask God. When I was a salesperson, I was always the number one salesperson because I went in and asked for what I wanted. I got still every morning. I'd go into my office, in my sales office, and I would ask for how many sales I wanted for that day. I would ask for how much money I wanted to make that day. I would, if I was in sales of cars, I would look and see how much equity was in each car, and I need to sell this car to make X amount of dollars. And I would plot my day out, and then I would ask for direction. And then I leave room for God. So why am I telling you these things? It's because I'm telling you these things because these tools are powerful tools to use. We don't have to be stuck, family. We don't have to be stuck in relationships that we no longer honor us. We don't have to be stuck in things and settle for things or think we have to stay somewhere. If we use our tools, I don't care where you are right now. You can have money, no money. You could be $50 million in debt or whatever. You, all you have to do is stop and ask the inner resources of your mind to show you the way. That's it. Ask the inner resources of your mind, and you can call it what you want to call it, subconscious mind, God, inner, still small voice, whatever. So I want you to really use these tools. Now, I hope I answered all the questions that came through, and if you didn't get a chance to call or text or did, had some confusion, or if you still do, come on in and let me know. Press 1 on Blog Talk, or you can press *6 if you're on teleconference, if you still have questions about that. All right, I'm going to leave you with the Reverend Ike today. I want you to think about this one because Reverend Ike rocked this. Because in this, he's going to tell us the same thing that I'm telling you. But he's going to tell you in another way. He's going to tell you to go in and ask for yourself. Prosperity is an inner job. I want you to say that to me, with me. Prosperity, money, The power of God in me. It's in me. This is the inside job. And nothing we can do to change it. It's all inside job. Money is a mindset. Life is a mindset. Love is a mindset. All this stuff is an inside job. And we can have it all if we believe. But we have to go inside. There's a powerful God. There's a powerful place inside of you. And all you have to do is act. Because prosperity is an inside job. So as we think about this today, don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Don't be afraid to use your spiritual tools. Don't be afraid to do what you have to do to get still to that inner small space inside of you and get the answers, because inside of you is the answer to all things. So as we close today with Reverend Ike, remember, condition your mind, because money is yours to have. But not just money. Everything inside of you. This is called the power of God in me, Reverend Ike.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
Open my mind to all the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's good pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life.
All the
health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity,
I totally
and money.
Open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
I opened my mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being,
of the
doing,
mind.
Having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of
this
the God.
This is real money.
I'm telling you, this is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need
of
and
money.
Want.
That I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself,
I see myself as a loving person.
Ooh, and I see myself as a loving
person. I see myself as a beloved person.
see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous
I see
person.
And feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates
a
of
big
deposit.
Investment portfolio.
A big investment
portfolio. I see myself
portfolio.
Having money making money.
I see myself having money making
money.
Money
making money.
Money,
money
making,
making
money.
Money
making money.
It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and
good.
Feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying
thank
the
you,
goodness
God,
of
me.
Money. Thank you, God, in me.
For money
me.
For and money. All of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness of life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Goes with you. Amen. Whoo, amen, amen, amen. So, for the month of March, we're going to be talking about manifestation, manifest March, manifest, manifest, manifest. We're going to open up all our shows in March with Rev and Ike, saying that each and every morning together. That will be our prayer treatment, and I know that we're going to be powerful, creating some powerful stuff together, because collectively, powerful things happen when we're in the collectiveness of one consciousness. So today, family, be ready. Manifest, manifest, manifest Mars. What are you wanting to manifest? What do you want to bring into your experience? We're going to talk about that in the month of March. Manifest, manifest, manifest. And so as I leave you today, I leave you with reminding you that this thing called life can be fun. This thing called life can be amazing, but you get to create it. And so today, I want you to create a life that doesn't have to be so hard. That don't have to be so serious. That it can be the amazing life that you create. And so make life a party. Make life enjoyable because you get to choose. Remember, your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember not to just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Remember, the power is in you, and it only works if you work it. All right, family. You've been tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with the amazing Janine and Ingram. I love you. I'll see you in the morning. This is... Woo!
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill. Yeah.